Before we begin, I would first of all like to give you all a compliment. One of the guests that came to the Beis Medrash today, who's come here many, many times, told me he always loves coming here about the amazing energy that there is in the Beis Medrash. And he told me he's been going around to lots of Batei Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, and something special about the energy in this Beis Medrash. And that's not one person, that's all of us together. You boys deserve a pat on the back. The Baruch Hashem, so late in this man, and you're... I don't mean all of you, by the way, but I mean most of you. But no, really, it's really amazing, you guys. There's a great vibe, and there's a feeling of like we're still like in the middle of Zman, and we are, Baruch Hashem. You know, that being said, we are kind of like we're going to start thinking about the end of Zman. We're going to start thinking about the end of the year. There are people that are contemplating that returning next year, and this Shabbos is going to be an opportunity for us to kind of like. To reflect back on what we've done together, and for some people to be able to express themselves, they are looking to. We have mentioned to the people that are considering leaving that they are going to be speaking over Shabbos. Yisrael Meir Mermelstein obviously is going to be speaking over Shabbos for sure, even though he's not sure he's really leaving. But that's a different story. But all the guys that are thinking about leaving, we are hoping that they'll. Not that should be a reason why you should decide you want to leave because you want to speak. If you want to speak, just tell me, we'll work it out anyway. But Shabbos is going to be a unique experience, my friends. I got a little bit more clarity because we were a little bit in the dark. So just want to tell you, you're going to be leaving at around 11 o'clock to go to the Gush Etzion area. They have there, they call it an Omega, which is a zip line. It's the biggest zip line in the country. And we'll be doing zip lining, and then we're going to some sort of Nachal, which is a water spring. After that, we'll be making our way towards an area called Tekoa. Tekoa is also in the Gush Etzion area, in that region. And there will be the following arrangements. There will be altogether four large tents. One tent, my family will be sleeping in. Another tent will be the dining area. There'll be two more tents. Now, one of those tents will be the place that we'll daven, and the other tent will be the place where everyone will be sleeping. So, if anyone snores, you take the corner of the tent. These are the arrangements that we have. There will be some sort of air regulation, not to call it exactly. There will be a cooling system of some sort that will be present. In some way, I don't know exactly what that's going to entail. there will be security with us at all times, just to make sure that, because we're going to be a little bit out in the elements, so just to make sure in case that there's, just to make sure that everyone is safe. We will be just around a 15-minute walk to the closest community. Rabbi Wiener is working out to make sure that the Erev will be intact. We don't have a problem with that. The tents are being constructed for us. There will be also showers and bathrooms that will be put pop-up showers and bathrooms, which will be there for our use. Now, my friends, this will be an experience. I guarantee you, it is something that you will remember for the rest of your life. A very special Shabbos. Sam is having heart palpitations right now.
I'm out.
Sam is davening Friday night for the Yomid. Now, my friends, honestly, I do think that it's a very special opportunity for us to be able to bond together, to spend some time together. I do not want people who are going to be there and feel like they're not interested in being there. So if anyone doesn't want to come, by all means, you can come over to me afterwards and say that I'm not up to it, and we'll have to just talk about what that's going to entail. But I do think that this can be a very special Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos for all of us, and a very special experience. But if a person doesn't want to come, you're not going to help. You're just going to ruin the vibe. So I think that this is something that's a unique experience. We do different things, and it's something that never done, none of us ever done before. I've never done this before either, and I can't wait. Can't wait for this to happen. Okay. Anyway. We're up to the ninth perek. Mechoves Talmidim. Eze Eitzus Lehis Ale Lesakinis Atzmecho Bahem. We're going to give some Eitzus, my friends. Eitzus of how a person can be Mis'ala, a person can rectify himself, a person can elevate himself. Talmid Vosik. You already been here for a while. We're in the ninth perek, so you're a Talmud Vasik. You're a veteran. Betach Sho'alo Nafshecha. You have a question. This is a great question. Hadoya Torah Hi Hakol. It's all about Torah. In yeshivas, that's what we're selling. We're selling one thing, Torah. Torah is everything. Af Mador HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place. Hashem lives in the Torah. V'haloi loy medani, and I'm learning that Torah. V'lamar eini misale. So why do I feel like I haven't changed? Why do I feel like I haven't gone up at all? V'av she'esh li zmanim, she'margish ani es atzmi gavoyamat. Even though I have moments where I feel a little bit, maybe I've grown, I've moved up. Aval im ma'at min ha'amat hazeh, Kol ha'aliyah, this is it. This little bit, this teeny little bit, is kol ha'aliyah yasher alay la'alois. That's all I'm going to be oile. In bezeh kvar agia lematzov. Have I already reached that situation? Shedorshim, that they've asked of me, umavtichim, that I've been guaranteed bekuntris hazeh. You told me that I learned Torah and I'm going to like grow and it's going to be great and beautiful and wonderful. And I've been waiting for that and it hasn't come. Why not? And why is there sometimes people that they learn Torah, and yet they're still Poyresh Mimeno Chas V'Shalom? There's some people, you've heard about those people. Big learners. They learned a lot and they're Poyresh. And afterwards they go to terrible places. Where is the guarantee? There's a guarantee, Chazal tell us. The Ma'or in the Torah, the light in the Torah, Machziro Lamutov, is going to bring him back. It's going to cause a person to rectify his ways. So for sure, if a person is learning Torah, how could he go off the derech? When I lived in Malo Dafna, I believe I got there right before Rabbi Streicher, if I'm not mistaken. But right around the same time. At the time, Malav Dafna was a rent-controlled area, one of the only in like Eretz Yisrael. They had rent control. And it was made for a corporation of a conglomerate of people that worked in the media. It was a lot of media people all lived in Malav Dafna, in the buildings that I was on. I was on one side of Rabbi Streicher, I was on the other side. Anyway, so the person living next to me was a person that was a radio talk show host or something like that. And he was the brother of Rav Don Segal. Rav Don Segal is is called the Mashkiach. He's considered to be one of the biggest, holiest Jews in the world today. Rav Don Segal. He was Machal Shabbos. His next door, his brother is Machal Shabbos. He was my next door neighbor. I lived in 13, he lived in 11. And their father passed away. And he was sitting Shiva. And Rav Don didn't let him to sit together with him. He said, you caused my father so much agmas nefesh, now you're going to come sit? No, you're not sitting with us. So he sat alone in 11. So a few of the chevra were interested in like trying to get some juicy stories. So they went in to be Menachem Avil, right? They went and wanted to, you know, get some time with him. So he told them the following story. He said, I learned in Ponovich with my brother. My brother was the famous one. But I was there, and Shmuel Rozovsky was saying Shir Klali. And he said over a big chiddush, and he said, Der Wort, this word, this idea, ich hab gehört von Segal. I heard from Segal. And they said, everyone looked at my brother, Rav Dan. And he said, nein, der Junger Segal. It was me. Shmuel Rozovsky quoted me in his Shir Klali. He's very proud. He obviously grew up with a little bit of a chip. He grew up in his brother's shadow, apparently, right? He was very proud of the fact that Shmuel Rozovsky, like, you know, and it sounded like, from hearing the story, Shmuel was dafka trying to, like trying to build him up a little bit, right? Like, he realized that, and in Shir Klali, der Junger Segal. But here is a kid learning in Panovich, and he's saying svaras that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is quoting, and he's all in his Machal Shabbos. How did that happen? How does that happen? And how is it that when I'm learning, I don't feel necessarily like I'm changing the way that I'm told, I'm promised I'm going to change, and it's going to happen? I'm not feeling it. These are good questions. Amnam Kane. It's true. Belimud haTorah, when a person learns, miskashrim haloimdim bimelamei Torah le'amo Yisrael, you connect the loimdim bimelamei Torah with the Eibishter who teaches Torah. V'hu Elokei Yisrael, that is Hashem. And when a person learns Torah, he's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melamei Torah, he's teaching you Torah, he's talking to you when you learn. Ki Hashem yitein chochma mipiv tasu svuna, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. We're learning Torah directly from his mouth. Aval tzrichim ladas eich lilmai Torah. You have to know how to learn Torah. You have to know, when a person's learning Torah, he has to know how to do it. U'bezor HaKadosh Yisa, this is what the Zohar says. Man dechoshif de'ahu levusha iu oiraisa mamish v'lo mili yochora. A person that thinks, man dechoshiv, that the Torah is just a levush, is just a levush, and not more. Tipach ruchei v'lo yehele chulko ba'al medase. So then, his spirit should be extinguished, and he has no chelek in olam haba. What does that mean? If a person has the wrong look on Torah, he has the wrong understanding of Torah, so it can be destructive, Torah. So you got to know what you're doing with the Torah. Zoysay meres. What we mean to say is Shemisha loymin as a Torah. Rak beseichel enoishi yovesh bilvad. A person learns Torah with dry intellect alone. Koin lahavdil shema'ayin bedavar seichel acher. Any other thing that he's learning, whether it's calculus, chemistry, biology, any type of Chachma that is intellectually stimulating, and he learns like other things that are seicheldik. He's totally off the mark. He has no shaychus to olam haba. Haseichel hapashut asher b'Torah. There's brilliance in the Torah. There's chachma in the Torah, but all that is rak levush. It's like a garment. It's a clothing. Levush haTorah hi. Umi hamislabesh belevush hazeh. So who is the Torah covering? Who is the Torah expressing? What is the Torah on top of? What's underneath? Hashem Yisbarach. You gotta know this. Person has to know when he's learning Torah, what he's trying to get at is he's trying to get at a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's trying to get at Leishtadol Lovoy to come Elakel Mistater. Hashem is hiding. Where is he hiding? In the Torah. Shehistir Atzmai B'Torah. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the Torah. If you have a desire to purify yourself, mikvah is matar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is matar. How is the Kodesh Baruch Hu matar? Through the Torah. Only someone that goes into the mikvah. only person that understands that what that this is, this Torah is a mikvah. It's gonna create for you a special relationship with Hashem. But if a person's learning Torah to show off, or a person's learning Torah because he wants to prove something, or a person's learning Torah because it's intellectually stimulating, you could learn, you know, you could do other riddles or brain teasers or the Torah. So he's not learning Torah to get any closer to Hashem. He missed it. He didn't understand that there's something underneath. He's not in the mikvah. A person has to dig. He has to go deep, scratch beneath the surface. The levush ha-toyer el ha-kodesh baruch hu, shenim tzeba va'az titar. And then you become toyer. Chazal tell us something that's just strange. They see the Torah, the Chamisha Chum Sheitorah, is Kula Shmaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the names of Hashem. What does that mean? It's all the names of Hashem. It's not the names of Hashem. It's all different types of stories of different things. Balak, Kairach, all these different stories of people and things that happened. And names of other. What does it mean? Kula Shmaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is there just in order for you to be able to connect with Hashem. That's what's beneath the surface. It might look like a storyline, a history book. But it's not what it is. And we have to dig beneath. And if a person's just looking at it like that, he's not even learning Torah. I have a book called The History of the Jews. The History of the Jews is this book about what happened to the Jewish people. And it has all different types of things. You know, the fact that the Jews were in Egypt is a historical fact. That's not a question of religion, that the Jews were in Egypt. The fact that there was a Beis HaMikdash is a historical fact. That's not a question of religion. These are facts. So in history books, they write about it. But when you read that, you're not learning Torah. You could read that in the bathroom. You could read that in the bathroom, even though it's just the same thing it says in the Torah. Because when you're reading it that way, you're just reading history. You're not reading Torah. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind this. It's not just a history book. And when I'm reading Torah, the same words, but I'm reading it Torah, I can't read it in the bathroom, Chas V'Shalom, because it's Kulei Kedusha. It's going to create Dveikus. So it's a question of what you're reading. You know, the Koreans learn Gemara. I'm sure you probably know that already. There's like, you know, videos of Koreans, you know, with Gemaras, and because they think the Jews are so smart. Why are the Jews so successful? I mean, this is a question that they've been asking for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. Why are the Jews so successful, right? Mark Twain is famous for asking the question, right? What is the secret of the immortality of the Jewish people? So he thought it was because Mark Twain, people don't know this part of the quote. There's a big quote from Mark Twain about the Jewish people. That, you know, everyone's come and gone, and there's, you know, and all these dynasties, and only Jews have remained. What's the secret of his immortality? So they know that quote from John Twain, from Mark Twain. They don't know what he says. He actually says it's because the Jewish people are very, very thrifty, and they're very careful with their money. So they, because of that, they manage to have a lot of resources. But that was his take on it. The Koreans' take on it is that Jewish people are very smart. Now, how do we get so smart? It's not because we were born smart. It's because we learned Talmud. So it's the Talmud that makes us smart. So there's Koreans, not Jews, they're learning Talmud. They went to Bnei Brak. They went to Bnei Brak, to Panovich, to see the Jewish, and they met there with whoever was there to meet them with, and telling them how much, you know, we respect the Jewish people, that they're learning and this, yada, yada. The Koreans are into it. My doctor, he told me when he was in medical school, he said that a lot of the students would take Talmud as a college class because they felt it like sharpened the mind. Okay, these people are not learning. They're not going to make them any better people. And if a person just learns that way, then it's nothing. It's okay, so using it as a skill. Torah is not a skill. Torah is a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who learns Torah that way, that's what Torah does. But if you don't, so then it's not going to get you anywhere. If you're just learning Torah, so that Shmuel Zavsky can say about you, he said about me, and that's all you're looking for, that's all you're going to get. Hey, Nemes. Shebeshosh ata loymer ha-Torah. Kol shelecho lo'ayres nafshecho. V'machshavos ilo ois. It's very hard while you're learning to juggle. Now, I got to do two things. I got to figure out what is the knots arbo kondisan. I put four poles into the ground, and sichach al gabon, and machlokes of Yaakov and the Chacham. I got to be thinking about Hashem. And I think dveikus. It's too much. It's hard enough to be like learning Gemara when I'm focused on Gemara. Now I also got to think about Hashem. It's hard to do the two of them at the same time. Muchrech ato lehamik ba beroishecha. A person has to delve very deeply with his head in the Gemara. And you have to be totally focused. And it's draining to learn. It's exhausting to learn. So then how do I do that at the same time think about Hashem? Avol oyeres nafshecha terem tavoy lilmoid. Before you start to learn. Galei oisa uk v'kasha b'Hashem. Then, before you sit down to learn, there's a beautiful yihi ratzin. The beautiful yihi ratzin that a person should say before he walks into the base medrash, but when he leaves the base medrash, or before he sits down to learn. It's yihi ratzin of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'siyat d'shmaya, gal einai v'abita nifloyis misarasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me learn. And lots of that. A person does that, he gets himself into a zone. You get yourself in a zone. That's what he's saying. Of course, when you're learning, you're focused on, tell me pshat. I'm not focused on anything else. I want to understand. I want to figure it out. But before you go in, put yourself in the right type of mind frame, and think about that. This is an opportunity for you when you learn Torah. People change when they learn Torah. Or Sameach is a yeshiva that's there for Bali Tshuva. They're learning Gemara. Eisha Torah is a yeshiva for Bali Tshuva. They're learning Gemara. Machon Shlomo, Machon Yaakov, yeshivas for Bali Tshuva, they're learning Gemara. They all learn Gemara. What are they learning Gemara for? Because Gemara, learning, is what changes. You're Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it changes you. That's what it is. That's our secret. That's what we're all about. You just got to remember that when you sit down. So get yourself into that zone beforehand. And then, Oz, Kishetavoy Lilmoy Toiro, Atatavoy Bipshat HaSeichel HaPoshet. Then when you sit and learn, you're working just like anyone else is focusing on the Pshat HaPoshet. V'hanefesh HaGaluya. But now that your neshama has been exposed, it's open. Shelcha. Torutz. It's going to run. V'tachtor derech halavush el malka. And it's going to be able to get deep. It's going to be able to penetrate to the melech. V'koina asher ba. It's yisyachid ima yisbarach. And then you'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person learns Torah the right way, then Torah can have that type of, have that type of experience when he learns Torah. There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi. Toiv acharis davar meireshisoy. Toiv acharis davar meireshisoy. The Gemara dashes it on someone named Acher. Acher was a very, very sad story. Acher was a Tana. There was the one Tana that he went off the derech. And the Gemara speaks about what happened that caused Acher to go off the derech. And there's different things that happened in the course of his life. One of them was he read Goyisha books, Rachmana Litzlan. And another one is he listened to Goyisha music, Hashem Yirachim. But it all started at Acher's bris, the Gemara says. Okay, all these things are probably, you know, they're results of, you know, when things didn't start right. Toiv acharis davar meireshisoy. The end is going to be good if it starts off right. What was wrong about the way Acher's bris started? Acher's father was apparently was a comfortable person. He made a nice party. Acher's bris was a nice party. And people were enjoying, you know. It was like it was an experience. And there were two tanoim there. I don't recall the name. We could look it up. They said, listen, they're enjoying their, you know, their delights. They're enjoying their gastronomical experience. Let's do our enjoyment. And they sat there. And the Gemara says they were choizer on their limun, they chazered. Chazora is enjoyment. And they were chazering, and the Gemara says that a fire came down. And they were sitting there, and there was a fire around them. Now the Baal Bris was like, you're going to burn my house down. It's like, what in the world? What's going on? It's like, oh, we're just learning. Oh, cool. If that's what Torah gives, I want my son to learn Torah. So Acher started learning Torah. And he was, by the way, brilliant. Anyone know whose Rebbe he was? Rameir's Rebbe. He was a brilliant person. But it never penetrated his neshama, because he wasn't learning. His father was like, not like, learn Torah so that you could get close to Hashem. Learn Torah because that's impressive. Look at that. Wow, fire. Whoa, cool. I'd like my son to be able to do that. That's not so. That's a person that he didn't start off. A person has to be learning Torah for the purpose of I want to be able to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning. And you do that, so then the Torah does its magic. Avol hadaver hazel itayfu mashigam nefesh shel choshba atroitzlis alus lis karev. Nel mamimcha musteresi begufcha v'yishenach v'gashmiuscha. Okay, it's great. We're going to want to learn Torah, but we got a problem. The problem is that our neshama is comatose. Our neshama is in a coma. Our neshama is like there's no life. So davar ze lo toiv. Mashagama nefesh shelcha shebo'at roitzelis alois liskarav. Your nefesh that you want to elevate. You want to get close. Nel mamimcha. It's like hidden from you. Musterasi. It's hidden. Begufcha. In your body. V'yishen. It's sleeping. Begashmiuscha. A person is so busy with his physicality that his spirituality is like totally off the radar. V'im loy sokits oysa. You got to wake up your neshama. Mishnas oylam. It's like sleeping a eternal sleep. And you don't reveal it. It's like buried under this mat. You have to wake up. A person cannot feed his neshama if his neshama is sleeping. So first, you got to get a spiritual pulse. Your neshama has to be awake. So how do we do that? Shehakitzas hanefesh kedusha. Hakadosha, the awakening of the nefesh, loikakitzas guf hayoshenu. It's not like waking someone up. When someone's sleeping, oisim akitzin bepamachas. It's very easy to wake someone up. You just grab the other side of the bed and you flip it over, and he's up. It's tried and tested. It works. You bring him some Nagelwasser. You tell him some. You turn on some loud music. It's easy. It just boom. They're awake. That's not the way it works with the nefesh. Avalas ha-nefesh, rak behasmodas ha-avoida, shemachrichen oiselavad yuchayim lahakitz. A nefesh, it has to be consistent avoida. A person has to be constantly working to wake up his nefesh. To waking up your nefesh is a process. Waking up your body can be done in an instant. But your nefesh, when it's sleeping, it's a process. So some people might think that their guf is their nefesh and think that waking their guf is also a process. It's not. You can wake up your guf instantaneously. But the neshama, it doesn't just wake up, boom, it's like that. You have to constantly be pushing your neshama. And you can't let your foot off the pedal. You have to keep on like giving your neshama more and more like inspiration. Basmadas avada. It has to be a tmimis, a tmidius. It's only when you force it to work. You got to push it. And then it wakes up. A person can do mitzvahs with his hands. With his, he can do with all of his evarim, even he can dive with his mouth. His nefesh even then is sleeping, can even be fainted. People can daven Shmoines, right? And they don't even realize, they don't even remember if they davened or not. They just do the wiggle, wiggle, and they're out. And that's it. And they're not even sure if they davened. People can do that. And the words are coming out of their mouth, and they're going through the motions. Kimitzvas anashim milumada. It's like, going through the motions. You know what they're supposed to do. That's the routine. So we can be doing lots of walk the walk, talk the talk, and it's really not, the neshama is still sleeping. Person is going to have to force his nefesh to work. Person is going to have to roll up his sleeves. He's going to have to work hard. If a person works on his neshama, it's a process, and a person has to invest in it, and he has to be committed to it. It doesn't happen overnight. Person can't just decide, okay, now, you know, it's It has to be constantly working on yourself and focusing on trying to inspire yourself and awaken your neshama. Al kein, gam bechol hayoyim, af pesha she'ena taloyim et Torah. The entire day, even when you're not learning Torah, tizkor she'eved Hashem ato. You have to remember that you're an Eved Hashem. Ve'alecha l'skashimu. You have to constantly be thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't let your foot off the pedal. Chazak es emunoscha b'Hashem. The whole day, walk around with emunah. Think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to have thoughts about Kiddush and about emunah Hashem. Chashoyv kama pomim b'yoyim. Ani mamin b'Hashem yisborach b'emes u'b'leiv sholem. A person should be living his emunah. He should be living in the garden of emunah. Avi Malki, borer li sha'ata adoin olam. It's clear to me that you are the master of the world. Hashem b'rasi kol olamis. You have to be thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the course of your entire day. And that's what's going to awaken your neshama. Hamalochim shebashamayim afabriyos aktanois Hashem itachas laretz. Whether it's the malochim that are in shamayim or it's the little ants, the little insects that are underneath the ground. Va'ata makif oisi. You've created all of that and you are surrounding me. Umemales gufi veruchi. And you're even inside of my guf. You're my chelek elokami mal. Neshama shenafach to me. Abduchani. I am your servant. I'm going to give over everything that I have to you. Go over this machshava again and again. This is everything. This is this machshava. Machshava of ani amborli sha'ata adoin ha'olam. Person has to be working constantly, even when he's not learning Torah. On Amun and Hashem. The Gemara tells us, Bo Chavakuk v'hamida malachas. Chavakuk came and says, listen, all Targum mitzvahs are important, but you want to know what it all boils down to? Like, what's the basis? What's the foundation of everything? Where is it all? What's the trunk? What are the roots? Tzadik v'amunasoy yichya. We have to work on our Amunah. And a person has to work on that the entire day, is going through the course of his day. Always be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's learning Torah, so for sure he's Isaac and HaKadosh. When he's davening, he's for sure trying to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even when he's not, even when he's just sitting at the table, sitting at the lunch table, even when he's walking down the street, a person should try to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. And you do that, and then your neshama softens. And your neshama starts opening up. And then when you learn Torah, you'll see what Torah does to the neshama. Bez Hashem, we'll continue.